This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and praise Yah for another blessed day. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me here. I want to just take this time out to hopefully help you and talk to you about some things that we need to understand. And we do morning prayer here every day, and there's so many prayers for healing of disease, and there's so many things going on in people's lives. And I see a lot of people, they try to just do the best they can do. And there's reasons why, and I'm going to put it this way. There's consequences to sin. And, you know, it's our job as believers to study the Word and to reveal what's good and what's not good of Yahweh. But those that make excuses and do not repent for their sin are the ones that are going to bear the long-term, everlasting consequences. So no matter where we are in our lives or no matter what's going on, if we repent, things can be turned around. But repentance isn't just some tears coming out of your eyes. Repentance means literally changing the way you're doing something, or to change your thinking. And if your thinking changes, your heart will change as well. Or, you know, we could say what comes first, the thinking or the heart. Because if the heart is in a certain area, the mind's going to follow the heart. But in essence, it's what we think and that we're going to do. For the most part, we act on our thoughts. And if our thoughts are coming from our heart, then great. Well, so many prayers for disease and sickness out there. And I just pray for revelation all the time. If something's going on in my life that's not optimable, but I'm praying to the Father for an answer. I'm praying to the Father, show me what I am doing to keep me from getting your blessings. Because the Bible is clear. There are blessings and curses. There are blessings and curses. And why do some people reap curses and others get blessings? Spiritual warfare is real, but we have the key to opening the door to deciding who we follow. And when we decide to live on sin on a daily basis, we are choosing to follow the enemy. And we are opening up the door to these curses to manifest in our lives, without a doubt. And there's a lot we could say to this on a physical realm, but this is extremely important to understand. As we discover the things we're doing, what do we do? So there's two things we need to do. To discover what we're doing that's not righteous in Yah's eyes. Where, in essence, in a spiritual standpoint, we're telling Satan, we're going to follow you instead of following Yahweh in this particular area. You know, Yahweh says with all our soul, with all our heart. But so many of us has those little areas that we have trouble letting go of. And with all our soul, with all our heart, with all our life. And it's very interesting in Acts 15 when the children went into the idea of at least the Gentiles. And I don't want to say Gentile. I want to say the heathen or the world or the non-believers. But you could say this for us as well, when we didn't know. And there was a beginning point, a point where Yahweh opened it up and said, do these four things for now. And then once you get these four things, which encompass all of the things really, you know, then you'll be fully there. But until then, you're not. You know, when he talks about not eating the blood, sexual immorality, and idolatry, and strangling. And these are the issues that we struggle with. Idolizing things and just making an idol of our food and eating the wrong things. I mean, it's just bewilders me how somebody can eat a diet and go so far against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and then pray and complain to Yahweh when they get sick, but they're not willing to change. They're eating the food of the devil, but they're praying to Yahweh, but then they're not willing to leave the devil and follow Yahweh when it comes to this. And when you mention these things, the rebellion is too strong. It's so strong. You know, people not willing to give up the addiction to the drugs that they're doing. But this is an important message. And listen, everybody. Listen. You need to stop following the enemy if you want to get Yahweh's blessing. James 4:17 says to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. To know good and not do it, to him it is sin. You know, and Yahweh has his ideal for us. Yahweh has his ideal for us. And he sets up his ideal standards for us. Do not take his grace and mercy and his patience as an excuse to keep living in sin. Some people say, well, I've been doing it this long and I've been okay. Just because you've gotten away with something long enough doesn't mean it's okay to keep doing when you find out it's wrong. When you find out it's bad. You must change. When it comes to the topic of eating meat, if you did not see it, you can go ahead and review. Because I already posted it yesterday. You can see the video. And I was corrected myself as well. You know, I see now in the word says, if you do decide to consume animals in your diet and it's not certified kosher, you are eating something that is not of Yah, and something the word says he doesn't want you to eat. And if you reject this message, you're rejecting Yahweh's word, because it's shown the idolization, the blood, the sexual immorality, and the eating of strangled things. And the kosher standards of scripture that a lot of people try to throw out and say, oh, it doesn't matter, that's just some rabbi, they're trying to make money and all this stuff. Well, they take the word very seriously, and they break it down. They break it down to a point where they're covering the bases. They don't want to leave a room for error. And in this area, they have the word to back up what they know what they're doing when they do talk about what animals are allowed for consumption of Yah's people, those that are willing to go all the way. Remember, the enemy is not trying to completely turn over everything in our life. He only is trying to turn over at least one area in our life, and we'll do the rest of the harm. Once we follow him in one area, we're opening up the door. So, I choose on this subject not even to indulge in the possibility that I'm doing something that's going against Yah's word. And I'm not partaking in eating animals of any sort personally. I am a vegan. I don't want to eat any animals. And that's from a physical standpoint. And I know how unhealthy it is. But from a spiritual standpoint, if we're living against Yah's word, we're asking for trouble. And I know without a doubt that most of you that are eating animals are not seeking out for it to be kosher. And you might look at the scriptures and see, well, this animal's clean and this animal's not clean, so I can eat this animal and I can't eat this animal. But we have to remember the understanding, and when we look at the Hebrew text and look at the video I sent yesterday, those were part of the instructions of what animal is clean. But the scriptures are clear things that are clean, if they're not in line with Yahweh's order, can become unclean. So you could have the perfect animal for the perfect sacrifice, but if something is not in Yah's order, that what was clean now becomes unclean. So even if you have a so-called clean animal, that's one of the requirements. The clean animal, that's okay to eat. But it goes beyond that. Now that you got the animal, how do you prepare that animal to be eaten? And Yahweh gives these instructions of how to and how not to prepare these animals. And then when you go all the way up to his feast day, he gives them even more directly in saying, you may eat this animal, or you shall eat this animal, but this is the way you may prepare it. Well, the scriptures talk about, and it's overlooked by so many, is this is the way the animal should be prepared, cooked, and also slaughtered or killed. And many of you aren't doing that. And I'm trying to help you out as a brother. I'm not trying to knock you down. I'm trying to lift you up. Please don't take this as a judgment of hatred or anything like this. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. If you're eating, and if you choose to consume animals, if you're not doing it in a kosher way, you're not eating clean animals, and there are consequences to it. If you were eating pork, I would tell you the same thing. And many of you say the same thing about pork, because the only restriction you put on it is this animal is called a clean animal, and this animal is called an unclean animal. Well, an unclean animal is an unclean animal. But a clean animal is a clean animal. However, if you kill it in an unclean way or sacrifice in an unclean way, it's no longer a clean animal. And the majority of animals that are in the stores out there today are not clean. They're not slaughtered in a clean way according to scripture. And if you get anything other than certified kosher, you're getting something that's not, that's pretty much unclean, because it's not prepared in the way Yahweh said to prepare it. So again, for all you out there that are following the Bible according to the best of your plan, and you say, oh, I don't eat pork, and you talk to all people, oh, you shouldn't eat pork, pork is wrong, pork is bad, and all this. But then you go into your fast food places, then you go into your stores and wherever else you go, and you're buying your meat that is not certified kosher. May I humbly say that you're a hypocrite. And I understand and acknowledge many of you did not know this. I did not see it in the Hebrew to the degree that now it's been revealed. But it's like we said, to know good and not do it to him to sin. So now what are you going to do? So you essentially have two choices. Number one, continue to eat meat, but make sure you find a way to get it kosher, certified kosher, or, because that's not great for your physical health. It might cover you spiritually, but it's not great for your physical health. But the other thing is, hey, I'm going to stop eating meat altogether. This guy that's talking to me here hasn't eaten meat for many, many years. He seems to be doing okay physically. And now spiritually, he tells me it's wrong, according to the word, to eat animals that are not slaughtered certified kosher. I need to look into this. I need to think about this. And those of you that say, oh, you're going to get your kosher animal, you're going to shoot your deer or take a bow and arrow and hunt your deer. Well, if that animal was hunted, you might as well be eating roadkill. If that animal is hunted, it is not clean according to scripture. And I know there's ministries out there that talk about this. They talk about, oh, we got to go off the land and we got to do our own hunting and our own slaughtering. I don't care how much you drain the blood out of an animal that's been shot in the head. It's not clean according to scripture. that clean animal has now become unclean because it was either slaughtered or prepared in an unclean manner. And there are consequences for this. You know, and it goes beyond that in terms of the of how and what in that animal is prepared with the fat and all these things. And the remember, there are curses as a result of sin. So, you know, the scriptures might say you might be cut off from your people until you repent, or you might be unclean or defiled until evening or something like this, but there are curses, and disease is a curse. So just like I tell the, when a Christian contacts me and says, well, I have this disease, what should I do? I say, well, do you eat pork? And they say, oh yeah. I say, well, the scriptures tell you not to do that. If you want to get healed, you got to be in line with our Creator. Well, then we look at the same thing I'm telling you here today. If you have an illness, and I'm not talking about me being perfect, I'm talking about when things are revealed to us, what are we going to do? But if you have an illness, if something's going on in your life, well, are you eating pork? No, but I don't eat pork because it's unclean. Well, are you eating certified kosher meat that was slaughtered and killed in a way that was in line with scripture? Well, but I don't need to do that. That's for the Jewish people, and that has nothing to do with me. As long as the animal's clean, no. Please look at the video I did yesterday. It's not the case. Now you have a choice to make, which choice you're going to follow. So I pray that people wake up and they get it right, because I don't want to see people suffering, but so many people out there are suffering today. And it's almost in a pride manner. They say, well, the Christians aren't eating pork. I mean, the Christians are eating pork. They're so wrong that, you know, they don't know. They're not following Yahweh and all this stuff. Meanwhile, that's the same thing they're guilty of. And we need to fix this. So, may Yahweh open up your eyes, and may Yahweh help you understand this and get this right. And if you guys have questions, I'm here to help. I just pray that, I pray for you all. And if you have questions about it, let's work on this together. You don't have to eat meat at all, but if you choose to eat it, get it right. All right? You know, a lot of you talk about your Christmas ham and how it's bad and it's wrong and what you used to do. Well, what about this? You know, so in recapping in Acts 15, it says, do not idolize anything. Basically, it says, do not idolize. It talks about sexual morality. It talks about eating blood. Oh, we don't eat the blood because that's unclean. But then what about strangling? Do not eat anything that's strangled. And if it's not slaughtered in the right way, pretty much strangled. So there's an order to scripture, and we need to follow that. You know, and if we haven't been, we need to repent and change our ways and get right with Yahweh. You know, a lot of you don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear that, you know, that hunting in the sense of the way that it's done today is not a kosher act. It's not good with Yah. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You can't kill your animal and eat it and expect to be in line with Yahweh, because that is not scriptural. And I've said this before, you know, and I continue to say this. If you're going to eat animals, do it the right way. You can't shoot an animal ahead and then try to drain his blood and think you're okay. It's not. You know, So there's a precedent in Scripture that tells us how to do something. And there are consequences for these different things. So don't take my word for it. Take it from the Scriptures. And I tell everyone, if you're happy with what's going on in your life and you feel great and everything's going wonderful, you don't need to change, right? Do what works for you, I tell people. But living in sin doesn't work for me. When it says in James 4:17, to no good and not do it to him, it is sin. People think, well, sin is transgression of the Torah. Sin is living against the guideline and instruction of our Creator. Well, to no good and not do it to him, that is sin. You know, if you want to say sin is living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, sin is living against the Torah. Well, what happened before Moses gave the Torah? Was there no sin? Sin always existed. It's not just the idea of the Torah of Moses. It's according to the instructions of Yahweh. And Yahweh tells us in his word what's clean and unclean. And how to prepare things the right way and the wrong way. And we must do these things. And take the examples that are found in Scripture. And people aren't doing that. We have to remember what it says in the Scriptures. Every animal has a soul. Every animal has a soul. We must treat it in the way that Yahweh wanted us to treat it. And when you're going to buy your burger from your fast food store or your steak from the steakhouse, how many of you are going to look to see if it's certified kosher? If it's not, you might as well be eating a pig. You might as well be eating bacon. Some of you will say, oh, I don't agree with you. It's not about me. Look at the word. See what the word says. You know, if you missed it, I posted a video yesterday. It was over 1 hour long with somebody who knows the Hebrew, and we broke it down in Hebrew for you, so you could see it right there. You know, and now what are you going to do? You're going to repent and change your ways. So it says, well, we're all going to die anyway. Well, and why are you praying every morning for overcoming your disease if you're going to live against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions? Why do you say follow Yahweh if you don't want to follow Yahweh? Are you picking and choosing which areas you want to follow and which areas you don't want to follow him in? Just see for a moment. So when I speak to that Christian that's suffering and I ask him if he's eating pork or keeping a Sabbath, and he says no, and I say, well, that has something to do with your disease, possibly. Possibly. Not 100% possibly. Why don't you give it a try? Why don't you stop eating pork and start following the Sabbath and see if that has something to do with your disease? Why don't you give it a try and see? Well, I tell you all that are listening right now the same thing. If you're suffering from a physical disease or something else, if you're going through it, why don't you give it a try and see? Either stop eating meat, and if you continue to eat meat, eat it in the way Scripture says to eat it, certified kosher. See, just see if that has any difference in your life. And from the physical standpoint, just because it's certified kosher doesn't mean it's physically healthy, but it means it's spiritually healthy. And many of the diseases people suffer from are spiritually induced. You know, it's just the same old thing. People don't want to put unclean things in their bodies. They talk about all these unclean things they don't want in their bodies. And now you're being told what's unclean that you're putting in your bodies. How many of you are going to take it serious? And I will be honest, I for years would say, well, what the rabbis are doing when it comes to the food, that's not scriptural. Show me that in Scripture. Well, somebody showed me it in Scripture. And I shall now show you in Scripture. So now what are you going to do? You know, ask and you shall receive. So now I see it in Scripture. That what they're doing with the food, they got it right. There's only one way for an animal to be slaughtered to be considered clean. And if you eat an unclean animal that's not slaughtered in the right way, it's no longer clean. Are there consequences to putting unclean things in your body? Well, why are you even here if you think not? Why are you even interested in following Yah's guidelines and instructions if you're not going to follow Yah's guidelines and instructions? The way to cover your physical and spiritual health is to stop consuming animals completely. But many of you are not ready to take that step. So at least from a spiritual standpoint, clean yourselves. And eating things that are truly holy and set apart. And not the things of this world. And don't let the confusion of, oh, I'm not going to eat this pig, but I'll go and eat this animal that was killed in a way that makes that animal unclean as well. So we got to get right with his word. So thank you, Father, for revelation and truth and helping people to see this truth. And I pray for those that are suffering physical ailments. I pray that you continue to give me truth, Father, to help others that are willing to take that step forward, to be healthier, to be better, to be stronger. Thank you, Father. All right, everybody, I'll put a link below this video once it's over to the video from yesterday, if you didn't see that. And I got more videos coming up about this topic. Again, I'm here to help. And it's amazing how we could read something for so long and miss it. But then again, when we see it in the Hebrew, it does open up our eyes. And I'm so glad and thankful that this information is clear in the scriptural now. So what are you going to do? And we're going to see how many views, how many little views this video gets, because people only want to see this and see this message. But it's the truth. And Yeshua said, not me, but Yeshua said, may you know the truth and may the truth set you free. May Yeshua set you free from slavery to the enemy and disease and all these things. Stop worshiping your stomachs. You know, and if it's not something that's clean for your body, don't put it in your body. Don't be like the rest of the world, because then you're not set apart. I pray somebody's listening to this and taking this seriously. And I pray if you're suffering and it's because of your unclean even eating habits, that you repent and you be healed according to Yahweh's word. So thank you, Father, for this blessed day. If anyone wants to contact me, post your comments or questions below. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. You always been so good to me, Jesus. You never loved me for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Straight away, you always brought me back. Times was real tough, but you put me back on track.